Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Greg Breslow yesterday on The Greg Hill Show here on WEEI. If you missed any of that, you can re-listen to it in a new light on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. I'm so on Team Breslow on this. It's not even funny. Yeah, I am so on Breslow's side on this thing. I bet he saw the Cora answer, or just knew that Cora was refusing to talk to Devers about it. Probably in Cora's defense, because Devers was such a giant blubbering baby about this in spring training.
Yes.
That Cora's like, I promised him I wasn't going to, he's going to DH. I promised it to him. I'm not going to do it. But somebody had to talk to him. It is not Breslow's job to talk to him. Breslow did the right thing and talked to him. And now Devers is all pissy with Breslow about it, but Cora wormed his way out of it. It's your job, Alex. I don't care what your relationship is with the player. I don't care what you promised him. Keith's point earlier, it's not like they're asking you out of the blue. Tristan Cassis got hurt. Your first baseman
for the season
died on the field with a gruesome injury.
Right.
And
no players came out to say anything to him.
You can't.
That's a separate thing.
You can't turn around and say, hey, Rafi, I know what I told you, but Tristan got hurt. We could really use your help. That's the manager's job. That is not Breslow's job. And I have some newfound respect for Breslow going down and talking to him and being like, guys, this is ridiculous. I'm going to do it. This isn't my role, but I'm going to do it. I have some newfound respect for him.
It's such a loser mentality. Like, we missed an opportunity. Earlier this week, we did biggest sports losers on our tiers for Tier Tuesday.
What, we should have put Tatum in there, you're saying?
No, Devers.
Oh, Tatum and Devers.
Loser with a ring.
Yeah.
This guy. No, Devers.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Devers is a loser who won. He is a loser who won.
It's crazy because this something has changed. And this feels like a season's over, what's the point type of decision by Rafael Devers. Not, we have 120 games left and we have the expectation of making the playoffs and going on a run.
Right.
If it's September, you're like, dude, what's the point?
Well, hang on. If it was September and they're in the playoff mix, then I would have a problem.
No, but I'd be like, you're eliminated. You're like, why am I going to bother?
It's a lost season. Yeah. Why would I do it for 2 weeks at the end of the year?
No, the hope still, I think, is run at the World Series?
Correct. I was just going to say, forget play.
The World Series?
The hope is you can contend for a championship.
And you're like, no, I don't want to do anything.
This guy
like
doesn't
that.
Care. He was promised that to hang up his gloves so he doesn't care about a championship or a World
so
Series
or
anybody else on his team. He doesn't care about anybody in the building.
You're pissed that you couldn't play the field. They're now asking you to play the field, and you're pissed. Got it. Like, that's what it comes down to.
I mean, when you put it that way.
Because you would think for some players, they'd be like, I get to be the DH? Awesome. Just hit now? And I know, obviously, you got to go through a different routine or whatever, fine. But you're just hitting. Just focus on your hitting. Mm-hmm. Worked pretty well for David Ortiz. And now you're like, well, we kind of really need you at first base. Can you try that? No.
Nope.
You told me to throw my glove away, so I threw my glove away. It's like, well, guess what? You need a first baseman's glove anyway.
Man, it's a tough way to find out that the text we got the other day about him shopping for first baseman gloves
at
Dick's Sporting Goods.
We were sold a bill of
goods. That was a ruse. That's a tough way to find out.
Egg on our face.
So you can jump in on this. 617-779-7937. We'll give you a top five Friday, top five options at first base for the Boston Red Sox. That comes your way about 10 minutes from now. We do it every Friday. Let's mix in some phone calls. A lot of you fired up on Rafael Devers, and you should be. But you can also discuss Craig Breslow, Alex Cora, their dynamic, because that seems off and that's on the heels of Cora getting Chaim Bloom fired. So I would be very untrusting. Very untrusting if I were Craig Breslow. Trav is in Lowell. Get us started today, Trav.
What's up, guys? Hey. Yeah, I think this is all Breslow's fault. If he had just told him in spring training, like, hey, man, if we sign Bregman, you're going to be a DH. If we trade for Arenado, you're the DH, instead of telling him, you know, it's your spot. Like, I still think Devers is being a baby about it, but, like, come on, man. Like,
okay. I actually didn't know where that call was going to go to start. I was ready to yell at him. I actually agree with most of what he said.
No, I get it. They should have the communication has been bad. So I don't think that.
But specifically, yeah. The communication that I think it's fair to look at Breslow and the Red Sox for is I bet they weren't fully communicating with Devers about how in on Bregman they were. That I'll give the call.
I kind of get why he was pissed. We even said in spring training, there's almost a time and a place for it. You react that way. We kind of thought it was comical, but you were like, he's pissed, but guess what happened? Game one of the regular season, he was the DH. So it's not like he went home and actually he did go home, but it's not like
for a week.
But it's not like he missed the season and he was the DH. And so with this one though, I feel like there'd be more reason to defend Devers if Casas was just in a slump or if Casas was on the 10-day IL. He's out for the year. Like, they don't have a first baseman now. Keith, so this is the whole season that they're trying to figure
Keith,
out.
Keith, when he went down, we're like, for all intents and purposes, he's done in Boston.
Might be done in Boston.
He might be inconsequential at first. Yeah. But this could be your position forever, Rafi. And he won't do it.
He doesn't want to do it. And I just feel like if you're like that caller and if you're Devers and it's hard to make like a real world comparison to it. It's a unique kind of thing. But Devers is mad as hell at Breslow. Mm-hmm. Fine. But so you're really kind of taking it out on your teammates, though. Like, your teammates are the guys that are willing to change positions.
100%.
And they might even agree with you, be like, yeah, screw Breslow. Like, I can't believe he didn't talk to you that way. But we have games to win. And if we think our best lineup is with you at first base, why aren't you doing that? You're already paid. This is the other argument we made back in spring training. It's one thing if he is dead set on staying at third base because he wants to get paid as a power-hitting third baseman, which would get paid more than a power-hitting DH, you already have your contract. You're far and away the highest-paid player on the team.
You're getting paid either way.
And you're the one guy that won't move positions?
Just to reiterate, yes. Cotillo said, you can bet teammates aren't going to be thrilled about his stance, to your point, Keith. Mm-hmm. Gabriel Starboss and Harold said several of them were listening around the clubhouse and the reactions were not positive. Okay. How could they be?
I can't imagine.
I really can't imagine a more selfish stance than that. You don't have to be happy about it.
No.
But we gave you in the opening segment, you can go back and listen on the Odyssey app, 20, 30 guys who have moved just off the top of our heads.
I think more have in recent baseball than haven't.
I mean,
Kevin Millar was on the broadcast the other night, who's a guy that has got the experience with that. He's played multiple positions.
Yeah. I mean, again, Millar moved around, Euclid moved around, the whole starting rotation moved to the bullpen.
Yeah, it's not just utility guys anymore. Like, it's one thing you're like, oh, like, you know, people that text on like Brock Holt. It's like, well, yeah, Brock Holt needed to do that to stay in the majors, but even MVPs like Mookie Betts have played a bunch of different positions and positions way different than just third and first. He played second, short, and right field and center field.
All time great players. A-Rod, Cal Ripken.
Hall of Famer Craig Biggio.
I was actually just going to say, I don't think Biggio should be in the Hall of Fame, but that's a guy
who's a good player, though.
Catcher,
yeah.
Second, outfield. Yeah. I mean, the guy moved all over the place. There's a million guys, except this guy.
Yeah.
Mark is in Medford. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, I'm not a Red Sox fan. I am a Yankees fan, so don't hold that against me. But how the hell is Alex Cora still the manager of this team? For 3 years, you've managed a team, and you've sucked. Now you're letting Rafael Devers pretty much tell you to go F yourself, okay, without actually saying it. He's being insubordinate. So at what point does Breslow sit back and start saying to himself, okay, do I trade Devers or do I fire Cora?
Yeah, I don't think it's his call to fire Cora.
I don't think it is either. I think the John Henry loves Alex Cora. I think the front office, they love him. They love him so much. They gave him a huge contract. They brought him back the second his suspension was up. Breslow didn't hire him, and to Jones's point, I don't think he has the right to fire him. I'm not firing Alex Cora, but I do think we have to start looking at these seasons, and this one has the highest expectations since 18-19. So if they fail, they miss the playoffs this year, you got to take a look at it.
Yeah. Look, I'm not firing Cora either.
No.
I wouldn't have given him the extension they gave him. I mean, I said that a year ago. I wouldn't have extended him. I wouldn't let him go. I probably wouldn't have brought him back for his lame duck year. So I'm not his biggest fan either, but I'm not firing him. They just gave him an extension. But I am looking at him for why the team's underachieving. And this was a wormy, weaselly move by Cora. Many in a long line of wormy,
yeah,
weaselly moves that Breslow had to talk to Devers about this. It's not Breslow's job. And, you know, Breslow did it because something needed to be done.
Yeah.
But that's Cora's supposed to excel at communication with the players. But then and he's Devers like, no, yeah. I'm not even going to talk to him. I'm not even thinking about talking right. to him.
But then Devers is telling Breslow to do his job and get a first baseman. But then it's like, hey, Devers, why don't you do your job and play baseball? Like, they're asking you to play baseball.
Well, Keith, he's learning the position of DH. There's a lot of nuance to that position.
He's finally learned it.
Can I take a crap mid-inning? When can
yeah, you can.
When can I eat?
Yeah, plenty of time.
All these things. These are all the intricacies you got to learn about being the DH.
You have four at-bats a game.
617-779-7937. Sometimes five. Let's be fair. Mm. You can jump in on this. A lot of you fired up. We'll get to the Celtics as well. Bill Belichick and Jordan. More updates there. I guess Pablo Torre had even more about Jordan. Speaking of trying to worm their way in to another commercial.
Oh, my God. What was this one for?
She's been banned from the UNC football facility. Some more details on all of that. Plus, top five Friday. The top five options at first base for the Boston Red Sox. Where does Devers fit in on our list? We'll get to it next.